We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in the middle of Simon Reish Sadi Ches, which discusses the laws of Havdalah, more specifically the Ner Havdalah, the candle, which we discussed two reasons as to why. Yesterday we discussed two reasons why we have a candle specifically for Havdalah service. One of them said in the Mishnah Berurah, and someone mentioned to me another possible interpretation, and I wanted to share with you something which I found. Question: what's the reason for looking at the fingernails? So I'll just read to you these two brief paragraphs in English. It says, when Hashem created Adam, his whole body, and of course I don't obviously completely understand what this means, just reading what it says here, his whole body was covered with protecting nails. After he committed the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas, the nail covering was removed from his body and remained only on the fingertips. Adam actually sinned on Friday, but in honor of Shabbos, he wasn't punished until after Shabbos. Friday morning until Motzei Shabbos, there was light. Suddenly it became dark. Adam took two stones, as we quoted already in the Mishnah Berurah, and he put them together, which brought forth fire, and he said the bracha Borei Mara'esh. He saw that he remained with nails only on his fingertips. As a remembrance of this, during Havdalah, which marks the end of Shabbos, the start of the weekday, we look at our fingernails. So this is just another explanation that some people bring down. It's also brought down, furthermore, in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that it's not only on Motzei Shabbos that we do this. He says, "B'hadim Mevarchin B'motzei Yom HaKippurim," we also will take a candle on Motzei Yom Kippur. "Af kishe'enu chol b'motzei Shabbos," even if it's not on Shabbos, which happened to be this past year. Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. But any time that Yom Kippur falls, no matter which day of the week, we always will take a candle. And he says the reason, even though it doesn't fall under these reasons we said, "Mimneshehu ke'ein Havdalah," he says that it's comparable, Yom Kippur, to the Shabbos. "Shekol hayom haya asal ishtamish b'zeh ha'or af l'oichel nefesh." He says, "V'lo kamo b'shar Yom Tov." You know that the distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov is oichel nefesh. A person's allowed to make food preparations. Of course, that in itself, a lot of details in halacha. On Shabbos, one is not allowed to, as well as on Yom Kippur. And therefore, one would take the candle on Motzei Yom Kippur just as one does on Shabbos. To share with you one other sif, which seems to be not very much related halacha maisa, but we'll see in fact it is. It says in sif tes, "Gecholim habo'aros kol kach, she'ilu machnis kisam b'nehem hu nidlok mevarchen lehem v'hu she'asim ha'ir." It says that if you have coals, now we usually will make Borei Mara'esh on a fire. And the question is, what happens if you don't have a fire? Instead you have hot, flaming hot coals. It says that provided that if you would take a piece of some wood or maybe a straw and you would touch it against this coal, that it would nidlock, would cause it to be lit up, that you would already be able to make the bracha on it, provided that the coal, the purpose of this coal, is l'ha'ir. Its whole purpose of it being lit up is for it to give illumination, for it to give light. Then, and only then, can one make a bracha. So it's those two stipulations. It has to be hot enough. Also, it has to have the purpose just for the sake of being able to see, for light. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avle'im ha'asim k'day l'schamim." Let's say, for example, you had a barbecue on Motzei Shabbos or whatnot, and you didn't make Havdalah, and you want to use those flaming hot coals, since the reason why you initially used them was for the sake of cooking your food, ein mevarchen lehen. You're not allowed to use them for the Havdalah. Shefil al haner ein levarich im inasi lehayir. There's many sifim which discuss this, which we're not going to see, it's very intricate. But basically, even when it comes to a candle, the only time you can use the candle and make a bracha Borei Mara'esh is if the reason why you have that is for the sake of seeing, for the light. But if it would be for any other reason, the door's locked, then one would not be able to even make a bracha on a candle. So what does that have to do with us? So it's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos the following question. How about, he says, "Lafi zeh," according to this logic, "al lahava shel tinuri gaz in levarich." Let's say you have a gas stove, and instead of using a candle, you just turn on your gas stove and now you have a flame. The question is, can you use that? Well, why wouldn't you be able to if, in fact, you have a flame? As we also mentioned, l'chadchil, you should have two wicks. That's considered a nevukah torch. But in the event that you don't have one, you can still use one flame, and that would be okay. You can still make the bracha b'rimer esh. The question is, on a gas stove, since even it's obviously a flame, but the problem is that you use it for cooking. So maybe you can't use that for Abdullah. It says, kivan shehin oim des l'bishol, since it's not used for light, it's used either to cook things or maybe to warm up your house, then you're not allowed to use it. However, he says, v'yesh l'stapik. There are some people who are not sure if that's really the din. He quotes in the bottom of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that says, im hadliku hamiyuchad b'shvil habracha. Maybe that's only if, let's say, the flame was already on. You'll see, used it on Shabbos, and of course, they had a blech or whatever it was. And you turned it on initially for the flame, so for the cooking, or to keep food warm, let's say. At that point, you certainly would not be able to use it for Bremer Esh. But if you turn it off, and you turn it on specifically for the sake of Havdalah, so even though that flame was normally used for cooking, but now you turn it off, it extinguishes a new fire. So the fact that it came from a gas stove, what difference does it make? She says, it's possible that im mutu lefarech. Maybe you could make a bracha in that situation. Darigam neros havdalah shalanu in oimdin l'ha'er. The truth is that the reason why we use the candle in havdalah, we don't have the candle lit all day. The whole purpose of it is madlikin osam l'tzarech bracha. We light it specifically for this mitzvah for havdalah for the bracha. And therefore, he says, im kein esher dehu adin l'chol l'havah hadlakos l'tzarech habracha. So too, any person who would light up their stove for the sake of the bracha, perhaps this would be acceptable. Again, this is brought out from this halacha of these coals, and the fact that they would be used for cooking, then you would not be able to make the bracha. But since you turn off the stove and you turn it back on for the sake of for the havdalah candle instead of it, perhaps in that situation you would be able to use it and make a bracha. So, Shnemar Adonai Chavetz Aman Sitko Yadil Tudav Yadir.